The pilot of United Flight 232 is being remembered as a humble man who gave credit to others for helping bring the crippled airliner to the Sioux Gateway Airport. Al Haynes died in Seattle yesterday at the age of 87, just shy of his 88th birthday. Many in the airline industry called it a miracle that anyone survived.
When he talked about the crash and the response and how they got the aircraft to Sioux City, he gave full credit to his entire cockpit crew.
That's the director of emergency services in Woodbury County, Gary Brown, who helped out with the aftermath in July of 1989. Brown became good friends with Haynes and says he didn't like being called a hero, but he did consider Sioux City his second home.
He was very much part of the community. We have a ball field named after him, a street named after him. Every time he got the chance to come back here and thank the community again, he did. He never visited without saying thank you to the entire region for helping with the response that day.
184 of the 296 people on board Flight 232 survived the crash landing. Former U.S. Senator Bob Kerry is planning an October lecture at Creighton University in Omaha, despite the opposition he received in April when he'd been scheduled to deliver the commencement address. Kerry, also a former Nebraska governor, decided against addressing Creighton graduates and their families last spring after the Nebraska Republican Party called on the Jesuit College to rescind its invitation. The GOP cited Kerry's position in favor of the right to abortion. Kerry said when he stepped aside, he didn't want his support for abortion rights to be a distraction. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.